Welcome, everybody, to the Week 2 Term 2 Staff podcast. Thank you to everyone for a solid start to the term. The manner in which staff have got on and done their job in very different circumstances and a much different structure than what we normally have with our timetable. It's been a massive difference for those students who have decided to attend the site, and I've heard some really positive feedback around the video conference sessions as well. Please make sure you keep up the good work over this week coming at least, and we'll see whether the structures change for Monday week 3. The pack up and clean up prior to the redevelopment demolition has well and truly started. Thanks to the tech and art staff who have really got their hands dirty, it's made a massive difference to remove a whole pile of rubbish. It's incredible what's collected over time, and I really appreciate the lovely gift from Tony Kittle, who gave me a book published in 1971, outlining men's fashion in modern society. The safari suits are certainly impressive. Back to everybody. Please keep up the good work. There's a lot more to be done. I just want to also outline some things that are going on around the redevelopment. The school site will be closed for the entire July school holidays due to the demolition and asbestos removal. And we return in term 3. The old schoolhouse, canteen, tech sheds, rooms 15 and 16, the archives room, cleaner storage and room 2 will have all been demolished. And in preparation for that demolition process, these buildings will be fenced off during week 9. There will be a refit for rooms 9 and 10, and these will become temporary classrooms for the art staff while the art building is being constructed over the 18-month period. But due to the number of classrooms that are going offline through the demolition and construction, which we're needing to drag back as many classroom spaces as we possibly can for semester 2. And I appreciate staff patience as we relocate them and redeploy classroom spaces. The tech studies building will remain open until October, and then that will be fenced off to complete the entire building project. And we're looking for that tech studies building to be refitted over a 6-month period. Storage of equipment and furniture is a real issue. We really are down to a bare minimum space, and what I'm looking to do is to use equipment rather than just store it. So it may well be that equipment is put into different areas of the school during the redevelopment, so that we're using it rather than it taking up classroom space or shed space. There's been some instructions that have gone out regarding the next wave of surveying granted by Dana Group teachers. We're interested to hear what families are keen to do with regard to COVID-19 and keeping their children home or send them to school. The phone home script has been published and the sector pastoral care notes have been set up. Please record only the on-site, off-site template in as your data collection. Any extra information, please record separately under communications tab. This will allow a much simpler sorting process on Tuesday afternoon. We are after a target of 80% indicating that they are going to send their children to school. And once we hit that magic number of 80%, then we will change back to a traditional timetable structure. The reason for that number being so high, leadership decided, was purely around teacher workload and the fact that there is a commitment by the chief executive to continue to have online learning for those families that choose to stay at home. And I don't want there to be too many students in that case that will impact on your workload while you are teaching normal classes. Looking to have that process finished by Tuesday afternoon, make a decision from the data late Tuesday, and that will give us 3 days to change all of our staffing back to a traditional sense. If we don't get the 80% indication, then we'll continue in the online learning model for another fortnight, and we'll continue that process in fortnightly cycles until we get a much clearer picture from the CE that it's back to normal once the Prime Minister and the Premier have opened up the state and nation. Appreciate everybody's work in a very different environment, and I look forward to catching up with a range of you in my new office space during week two. To finish off in the normal way, what do you call a line of blokes waiting for a haircut? The answer is a barbecue. Have a lovely week, everyone.